Welcome back to another exciting episode of Chatting with Chad. Chad, you got two wins this year.
Ooh, I know, right? I'm surprised after my death. Right? I'm surprised the Wi-Fi is holding up. Everything's going good. Drinking this bottle of water after all hearing all the sirens going by because, you know, got to drink it for the homies out there.
I just want people to know, when Chad first started the show, he would drink Canada Dry.
Yes, true. I still do, but I try to just stick with water.
Now he drinks water because he's broke.
Exactly. Broke and and get choking.
So how's the homeless situation in Fairfield? Fairport?
It's actually
everywhere.
Yeah, it's Fairfield. You're right. It's actually bad here, but now everything, the whole Newsom thing, trying to clean up everything finally during an election year, go figure. Fucking Mussolini sucking dick. It's just, yeah, it's everywhere. It's just like, and it's stupid because people are making rent and everything expensive. Like here, it's not like the most expensive place to live here. And buying or renting, I should say, or renting a like a one bedroom apartment now is like $2,200 a month for a one bedroom. And I'm like, that's $2,200. So that's not including gas, electric, water, sewage. So it adds up, and all your other bills if you want, and all that bunch of stuff. It's just, it's nuts.
I thought you were renting somebody's house, a room.
No, well, I'm renting a room. I'm talking about in general in this area.
Okay.
No, I pay $500 a month. So yeah, which is not bad, which is good. So well, I'm like,
I got some opportunity for you. You could move to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You can live right across the street from me in a basement, 1900.
1900 a month?
For a basement.
God damn, that's a lot.
Yeah.
For woof. 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 Nuh-uh. No, no, no.
You can live across the street from me.
That's a lot of raping. I mean, I'm like, no, nah, I'm good. I've seen enough movies where that goes to.
Probably haunted. See Chad, big smile, walking out in his robe in the morning.
My James Gandolfini impression. Yes. Hey, I asked for no pulp, a little pulp, little pulp. This is a lot of pulp. Speaking of James Gandolfini, have you watched The Penguin yet?
Yes.
It reminds me of like a neo-noir meets The Sopranos. That's what it felt like. It felt very Soprano-ish.
Yeah, 100%.
I was just like, so it took me back. I was like, oh, damn, okay. Because I was just like, and then I got into like thought. I was like, dude, The Penguin almost talks like James Gandolfini. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, holy smokes. That's why it's quoting. Because I was like, I liked it. I'm like, I'm not bitching about it. It's like, hey, I like it so far. So hopefully it stays good because it feels like a lot of
episode.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping that the first episode, I hope all the episodes are just as good. Because I've been going back, I've been doing a lot of binge watching because like my days off and stuff when I'm not writing and looking for a job or interviewing, trying to get movies made and stuff. Excuse me again. God damn. where it's just like I started watching this older TV show. It's not older, but it's just older since I watched it. Preacher from AMC. It's on Netflix.
I've seen it.
I watched the first two seasons. Amazing. Third season, it's just like I'm struggling to get through it. I was just
that's
like, come on,
I quit.
I'm just like, I'm almost to that point where I
couldn't
stopped.
Take anymore. I made it through two seasons.
Yeah, I have like, I'm almost to that point. So I cut to a different show and I was watching Chaos, which is really good on Netflix. It's a Jeff Goldblum one. It's really good. And then I stopped halfway because I share my Netflix with my mom. So sometimes I have to say, I'm somewhere else. So she could use my Netflix because all the password sharing bullshit now. Where it's like they charge you extra now, like $7. Here, it's really big in America because they're trying to rip people off and get as much money as they do. So I either use that. So I go to like Hulu sometimes and I have Peacock and Max. So I kind of watch movies and I get like halfway through it and I'm like, oh, this is garbage. Like my attention span when it comes to certain things where I'm just like, oof, either it's just like really bad or it's the show starts like the content from that show starts bleeding into my writing. And that's the one thing I don't like. That's why I try not to watch a lot of shows sometimes because those elements I like start bleeding into my writing, and I'm
well,
like,
that would make sense.
It's like, fuck, I just ruined one of my great ideas for a script. I'm not trying to be original. I'm not trying to be a true genius or auteur or anything like that. But it's just like, it sucks where you sit there and like, fuck, I screwed myself. So I try to watch a couple of movies. I've been like, I just recently saw Kind of Kindness.
Okay, great, start there. What'd you think?
Great performances. Love the editing and cinematography. Doesn't hold up as a film.
Thank you.
Doesn't hold up as a film.
Thank you.
I was kind of disappointed with that, but the acting was really, really good. I really like, but it's just the movie, it doesn't hold up as a film. He just should have made them into shorts and just fucking sent it to film festivals. That's what he should have done. I watched this, well, only 40 minutes in of it. I saw the glow on TV or TV glow. I saw the TV glow. That I shut off in the 40 minutes. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
Really,
I thought
dull.
I felt like paint drying on a wall has more plot and entertainment value than that movie. I was just like,
it did.
What the fuck?
It does get to a point at the end.
What about, have you seen Horizon yet? The one Kevin Costner one?
Oh, yes, I did see it.
It was like, it's a 3-hour movie. I stopped and it still had like an hour and a half. And I was just like, this movie's making no fucking sense. And I like Kevin Costner
movies.
Okay,
so it wasn't just me.
No. It wasn't making no sense.
I finished the whole 3 hours ago.
I didn't.
Painful.
I was just like, nope, I'm going to go shut this off and watch Pornhub or get more, you know, action out of
probably
that.
Probably for sure. But
yeah, exactly. Two times.
The film made no sense.
No, it felt like TV series that wasn't edited right. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it felt like a TV show.
You're right.
But it was just like, they took what it's like, oh, this is going to be a TV show. Oh, we're not going to make a TV show. We're going to all throw it together and make it a 3-hour movie. Made no fucking sense. There was another movie that people were praising that I was like, this is boo-boo. I'm trying to think other things. I see Kind of Kindness. I'm trying to think because there's like a whole bunch of movies because I was trying to catch up on all these movies. Everyone's like, oh, these movies are so good. And I was just like, nah, it was not. Let's see. Penguin. Rebel Ridge was good. I like Rebel Ridge.
I thought it was okay. I didn't like the ending.
The ending kind of ended on a dull moment. I felt like it was like Thinking Man's Rambo, really, if you think about it.
Fine.
Thinking Man Rambo who didn't like killing people, so he just beat them up. I see. Oh, The Fall Guy. Oh my god. I watched 20 minutes of it and shut it off. That movie, I don't know what they were doing. Everyone was like, oh, this is a great movie. Did it? Watched it. And I was just like, no. Mm-mm. So I'm just sitting there like as a filmmaker where all these people are telling me, Chad, these are great movies. This is what you're making. I didn't even like, Furiosa?
Yep.
Didn't like that movie. I watched a remake of the John Woo one called The Killer. I enjoyed that.
I have not
but
seen
it was
it.
It literally felt like a remake with a female chick in the role.
That's what it is.
It worked though. I enjoyed it. Like it probably will be on my top 10. Let's see here. Watch Suitable Flesh.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a low budget horror film. Like it was based on what's the guy's name? I can't remember not H.G. Wells. God damn it. My brain's farting. But it's based on like a short story, and it was pretty much for like what's it called? I can't think of the guy's fucking name. That bugs me. It was all right. It was like an 80s, what they're trying to make an 80s movie, but in contemporary time. It didn't really kind of pull off, which kind of made me sad because I'm a fan of like Joe Lynch. And so it's like, I like his stuff. I watched that. Ooh, I watched the Michael Keaton one, Knox Goes Away. It was decent. It was like a old man's Memento. That's pretty much what it is. He gets dementia instead of amnesia, and that was it was all right. It was a good movie. It's Michael Keaton. He directed it. He wrote it. He also starred in it, which is surprising. But yeah, no, I've just been trying to watch stuff, and I've been like put it, and it's just like it just kills me because everyone says these movies are so good and stuff, and I'm like, and I don't like talking. Ooh, you know the movie that's definitely going in my top 10 is Kevin Smith's new movie, the 4:30 movie.
I've never heard of it
It
until you mentioned something.
it's like it's so non-Kevin Smith and such a nostalgic, like you could tell it's a personal film. Like he picked a moment in his life that made him love movies and how he wanted to be a writer and stuff like this. Like it's really, really good. I think it's one of his best since Chasing Amy, like an actual movie. His best since Chasing Amy, because Chasing Amy is probably his top one, even though Clerks is like my Bible. Like I love it. Chasing Amy, and this was like very, it was grounded, it was realistic. It was amazing. It was like what was it? The Fablemans, what the Fablemans should have been. Like Steven Spielberg when he made the Fablemans. It's what it should have been like, but wasn't. This one would make a good double feature, and this is like the better, superior quality of a Steven Spielberg movie. Like that's saying a lot, saying I like this one better than a Steven Spielberg movie. So like that was really, really good. I saw another movie too, besides Trap. I saw Trap, Wolverine and Deadpool, or Deadpool and Wolverine.
Beetlejuice.
I haven't seen Beetlejuice. I really want to see it because like Jenna Ortega is gonna be my future ex-wife. Just want to say that. Everyone's like, she's young. I'm like, hey, she's 22, so go fuck yourselves.
Oh, I
Oh,
thought you were going to pick up Gina Torrens, Gina Rodriguez.
Jenna. Hey, man, that could also be an ex-wife too, man. There's no
Or what's
limits.
the other one? I was America Ferrera.
I don't like her like that. I really don't like
Yeah,
her.
neither do I.
Yeah, I'm like, she's a good actress and stuff, but I don't like her. I don't find her that attractive.
I don't either.
This sounds bad. There's this chick named Annie Gonzalez that's really hot.
She
She's
an
not that.
actor?
She's an actress. She did a Netflix show that was really good. She only plays like smaller roles, but she's really good. And a lot of people, and she's really underrated. Like, God, I'm trying to think of the Netflix show because it was like really good. It only lasted 2 seasons. It was about a Mexican family. Oh my God, I'm like sitting here, like, dude, my brain is really, really bad. This
Is
is
it
when
called
I,
Gentrified?
yes, that's the one. Yes. Yeah, that was a really good series. I was kind of surprised Netflix,
Oh,
but
I know who she is. She's in Driveway Dolls.
yes, she played the chick was cheating on with the other chick or something. Yeah, the side chick.
I know
Yeah.
who she is now.
Dude, she's gorgeous. Oh, like I actually met her briefly when I lived in LA because at my apartment when I lived in LA, we had neighbors and the neighbor's older sister's friends with her because the older sister is a model and she came over and that's how I knew her before she even did Gentrified. She's so fucking hot. But she's like from Boyle Heights, like the East LA. It's like, oof.
Not my type.
That is my type. I love Chola chicks, man.
Is that a word I should know?
Well, it's American. It's a Chicano. Yeah, it's only American California thing. People wouldn't know it outside of California. Like Cholas, what's Cholas? They'd be like gangster, like chicks with like wear plaid. It's like sup fool tattoos. It's like oh,
Oh, I
it's
wanted
great.
to have you good news. Since you used to live in LA, I used to eat queso chips all the time.
Yes.
I
Do
can
you
get
drive it?
queso chips in Canada now.
Nice. They're fire. You hear the
You have to
sirens?
go
I'm
to
telling
a
you, man.
certain store to find them. They have them most times.
Nice. Yeah, because I was addicted to those. That actually, man, when I get paid tomorrow, I think I'm gonna get some of those. That and some dip. Because I've the last few weeks I've been living off of peanut butter jelly sandwiches and top ramen and like salads and stuff and cold
Oh, you're a
oats.
student, are you?
Woo! Yeah, I'm like my body's sitting there looking at me like, what the fuck? We're 20 again?
Well, when you go shopping, I mean, you're on a limited budget.
Yeah.
Do you check the clearance section or do you have one of yours?
No, I find things cheap. I try to stay away from like I try to budget because I try to stay because I don't use an oven or a stove. So it forces me to buy raw veggies and fruits and make salads and eat fruits, eat oatmeal. Then like making like ramen, like if I do get ramen, make it with actual veggies and stuff, like it's actual food because I can put it in the microwave and that's it. There's certain things that go into like Trader Joe's that is microwavable where I could do it, where I do that, where I'm very particular. I try to stay eat healthy. Like a lot of people say I still eat healthy, even though I go out sometimes, or I don't really go out anymore. I don't eat junk food. I really don't. Besides my Slurpee addiction, I really don't eat a lot bad or coffee. I just drink coffee. So that's like a lot of
Are
people
you
look at me.
still drinking those Slurpees?
Oh, hell yeah. I actually drank one today, one of those double extra large ones. Oh God, it was
Why?
so good. Because it's so good. So
Ugh,
good. But
yuck.
I love Slurpees, especially when you mix them. Like today I used cherry and pina colada. Chef's kiss. And then that was interesting. I was getting that today, and I was gonna pay for mine. And this black lady, she had two Slurpees, like same size as mine. She just walked right out the store without paying. And I was looking at the dude, like, dude, did she just walk out? And I was like, yeah, you'd be surprised how many people still here. And I was just like, wow. And the chick just sat in her truck in front of the store drinking the Slurpee. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, man. I'm like, this is why people have stereotypes, man. It's just like, whoo, hashtag Black Lives Matter. So yeah, I'm going for all of them.
You
Yeah,
miss
giddy
LA?
up. I do miss LA. I don't really miss the weather. I like the hustle and bustle, more opportunities to kind of work jobs, get paid, and kind of do whatever, but I kind of got out of the good time because, like, hindsight 2020, because the roommates that I live with, they got evicted, so it would have been like I would have been in the same situation, I guess, where I'd be like, oh, I gotta find a new place, I gotta, and I don't have a car down there either, so I was just like, and even like the job that I was working at, they're cutting people's hours. I think they actually closed the pizza store,
I was
so.
wondering that.
Yeah, because it's like I'm just saying it's in 2 years I saw so much like shit changed from down there. Like it's thing because people are talking about like how LA might become the next Detroit. Like that's how bad. Yeah. Where instead of like cars, it's the entertainment business. Things are leaving LA. You even have studios going to like Warner Brothers just bought a big lot in Nevada. Everyone's moving the fuck out. And even with people I know that were like more better off with film festival circuits and winning awards and making more money than I was, they all changed careers. You got Robbie who just changed, became a vet. You had all these different people. Yeah, they had people just quit their careers to change different things.
Listen, Robbie ghosted me for her interview. That's all I have to say.
Actresses, man, actresses and directors, man, like. Female directors, no
Ghosted me.
offense.
Never heard from her
Also,
again.
it's just like, dude, it's just like people don't do it. Like the other day, someone's like, oh, I even told my therapist, someone's like, Chad, you're not a full-time artist. I'm like, what you mean? Because you work part-time jobs. I'm like, yeah, because I have to pay my bills, like a roof over him, and like food in my stomach. I'm like, that's ridiculous. Like people. It's really, really crazy. And it's just like, and as right now, and people like, I even told people, like, there's this movie that I acted in 2022, First Person Savior. It's hitting on the film festival circuit right now. I just won an award for it, just won a directing award and an actor award at the Amazing Fest in Buffalo. Like, it just won two awards in Buffalo. So it's doing pretty good. Like, it's a weird little experimental feature, and it was fun. I like those kind of things. And it just kind of reminds me of one of my friends who lives in Sassoon, which is near Fairfield, where I was born and raised, actually. He moved to Andrew. Andrew moved to Sassoon. So he's living there now with his mom and his brother. And we're talking about making some movies here next year. So that's what we're like trying to get going, because he wants to shoot a new short film. And this script I'm working on right now, which originally was a sketch, which turned into like a series pilot kind of thing, or a series outline, which now turned into a feature script, where I'm just trying to string all the scenes together and shoot it on a low budget. So that's my 2025 goal, where I've been like really super generally vague online, where like, been on a writing binge, guys, hee, kind of thing. So, but it's going to be a project that I really want to do, and hopefully it'll lead to future features. So
Goodbye, Chad.
fingers crossed. Shadows up.